Big question for Kathryn, Kathryn Palmer, piercing Paul, Almer, April 2, 45, address as a letter, Dr. Holmes, 463-1713. Dear Dr. Holmes, follow up for Mrs. Palmer. A temporal change of kidney function in February that has returned to normal. Previously seen back in November 2021 for underlying diabetes, hypertension, and prior acute kidney injury. She denies change of weight or appetite. 3 small meals a day, no vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, has nocturia every 2-3 hours with incontinence, wears padding, she is on diuretics because of edema, denies infection, cloudiness, or blood, denies numbness, tingling, burning, claudication symptoms, edema right now resolved, overall activity is poor, denies lightheadedness, chest pain palpitation, denies increase of dyspnea, no orthopnea PND, no coffee sputum production, no oxygen or CPAP machine, does have arthritis, with prior left total knee replacement, denies the use of anti-inflammatory agents, no skin rash, bruises, no bleeding, nose, gums, headaches, review system otherwise is negative. Next paragraph, the past medical history, diabetes, hypertension, cholesterol treatment. Since I saw her, denies any TIS or a stroke or the event thrombosis pulmonary embolism, no heart problems, no pacemaker, no arrhythmia, no liver abnormalities. No stones, gout, no pneumonia, next paragraph, medication list review, the prior use of ACE inhibitors discontinued at the time of renal failure, presently takes metformin, atorvastatin, Lasix is new, 3 days a week, Norvasc, Advair for asthma, no anti-inflammatory agents, does not check blood pressure at home, prior colonoscopy a few years ago were negative, today blood pressure 135/73, weight 212, alert or intestine 3, no respiratory distress, no JBD, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, no pericardial rap gallop, obesity of the abdomen, no ascites, no palpable libre skin, 2 plus edema below the knees, bilateral, no cellulitis. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries in March, normal creatinine, sodium potassium acid base, normal calcium. Back in February, creatinine 1.41 with a potassium of 5.2. At that time, GFR .38. A normal albumin calcium, liver function test not elevated, no albumin in the urine with a ratio 13 milligrams per gram. At that time, was on lisinopril. Anemia 9.9 with a normal white blood cell platelets, large red blood cells close to 104. Back in November 2022, creatinine 1.2. Anemia macrocytosis has been chronic, dating back to 2021. 2021, creatinine was 1. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, recent acute kidney injury that has resolved with discontinuation of ACE inhibitors, kidney function presently is normal without electrolyte or acid-base abnormalities, no symptoms of uremia, cephalopathy, pericarditis. Next number, hyperkalemia, resolve of ACE inhibitors presently on diuretics. Next number, obesity with worsening lower extremity edema, probably related to medication Norvasc. I will consider changing amlodipine to an alternative, for example, hydralazine, that might cause less edema, and by doing that, less depending on diuretics. For blood pressure control, if needed, I will prefer HCTC or chlorthalidone over loop diuretics. Some of the edema also goes with her body size. There is no clinical evidence for CHF decompensation. There is no evidence of nephrotic syndrome. There is no evidence for chronic liver disease. I have no information about last echocardiogram. She is going to monitor her weights, salt fluid intake, blood pressures. You might want to adjust medications as indicated above. In terms of the anemia, macrocytosis needs to be watched as she can have myelodysplasia given her age. At this moment, there is no compromise of white blood cell count or platelets, and there is no infection or bleeding. All issues discussed with the patient. I will see her in 6 months for the purpose of edema blood pressure. End of dictation.